With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Fireworks at former President Trump's New York trial. Correspondent Michael Sisak says things got heated yesterday as defense witness, attorney Robert Costello, testified.
Judge Juan Merchan excused the jury and said he wanted to instruct the witness in decorum. He called him out for his under-the-breath remarks and for running through stop signs, running through those objections. During that admonition, the judge got even more incensed. He accused the witness of staring him down and said that at certain points during his testimony, he had been rolling his eyes and giving him side eye. Upset, the judge ordered the courtroom cleared. Officers ushered reporters out into the hallway.
Costello due back on the stand today as the trial winds down, and Mr. Trump says the end can't come soon enough.
I'm supposed to be making a speech for political purposes. I'm not allowed to have anything to do with politics because I'm sitting in a very freezing cold courtroom for the last 4 weeks. It's very unfair. They have no case. They have no crime.
If the defense rests its case today, the judge says closing arguments will commence after Memorial Day. Also at SRNNews.com, crews are scrambling to restore power to well over 140,000 utility customers in Houston as temperatures soar and the air conditioning is out. More than a half dozen deaths blamed on last week's violent storms. Parts of the plains, the Midwest, could see severe weather today. Although there is still debris to be cleared, now that that huge cargo ship has been moved out of the way, cruise ship operators plan to resume limited operations out of the port of Baltimore as early as this coming weekend. The Nasdaq opens this morning at a record high. As far as futures are concerned, the Nasdaq futures are down 27 points, Nasdaq futures off. This is SRN News. What do you think of the filibuster?
Well, if you are a Democratic politician, you hate it and want to get rid of it, even though you defended it just a few years ago when Republicans were trying to kill it. The filibuster requires 60 votes in the Senate to advance most legislation and is used by the minority party to force their opponents into compromise. But now many Democrats say they would end the filibuster to pass a national abortion law forcing pro-life states to allow the procedure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's support from evangelicals and other conservative Christians is as strong as ever. The former president won about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christians' votes in 2016 and 2020. He's maintained support from this group in early primary contests this year. Dr. Mark Devine of Beeson Divinity School tells the American Reformer that conservative Christians support Mr. Trump because elected Democrats and unelected bureaucrats have an evil agenda. This is SRN News. A prominent Senate Democrat says it's time for a change at the helm of the FDIC.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Sherrod Brown on Monday called on President Joe Biden to replace Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Chairman Martin Grunberg amid allegations of a toxic workplace culture at the agency. The move was a departure from Brown's Democratic colleagues. It comes as he battles for re-election in a competitive race in Ohio and has increasingly distanced himself from Mr. Biden on an array of policies. Brown said that given the troubled claims against the bank regulator and his leadership under Grunberg, there, quote, must be fundamental changes at the FDIC. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The White House defending its decision to extend official U.S. condolences to Iran over the death of the Islamic Republic's president. Congressional Republicans are blasting the decision. They note that Ibrahim Raisi was responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of innocent people, including many women and children. More details at SRNNews.com.